We are learning Mesechtas Gittin Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the top. Just I want to speak out the top Tosfos on the last Gemara. The last Gemara came out that when Mekadosh is Achoisoi, Shmuel says Mois Matono. When it comes to the din of Yovel there, it says that it's not a Mois Matono. That's what comes out from the Gemara. So what's the Chilak Taka? What's the Chilak? Why there is the Mois Chois there and here? The Moyes is Matana. Why is Yovel different than Mekash is Achoisoi? The top Tosfos speaks out the reason like this. Mekash is Achoisoi, everyone knows you can't Mekash your sister. So there, when you give the Kedushin, it must be for Matana. Mashenke by Yovel, not everyone knows that's not Mechura. Yovel comes once 50 years. I haven't so bucky, big buck with Yovel. So there, just because he paid for the field and it comes right back, it doesn't mean he knows that it's Moyes Matana, because he didn't know about it. And therefore, there is not Moyes Matana. Stam, the chilek between why Shmuel holds Moyes Matana here and not there. Now up to Gemara Vayta. Omalei Bayal Rav Yosef. We learned in the Braisa of Hamdal Rambez, if someone sells an Eved L'chutz La'aretz, the halacha is the Odo in L'chutz La'aretz has to free the Eved, and he loses his money even. He has to free his Eved, and he loses his money. So what's Pshat? He gets just drawn Knas. Maybe you say halacha is it goes free the Eved, but the Meicher has to give the money back. Why are we giving a knas to the Lekeach? So he answered, when a little mouse steals something, what's the ganav really? The ganav is the culprit is the hole where the mouse hides together with his booty, with his stuff. Why? Because the chura is a way he gets away from people. So here, the Meicher made something wrong, but the Lekeach was the Hechatimtza that something was done wrong. Amalei, Lav Achbra, Chura Manalei. If we're out the Achbra, what does a Chura help? We're saying, we're out the Achbra, the Chura is nothing, Chura doesn't have anything about Achbra. And for the Gemara, Mistavra, Hechad, Ike, Sura, Hosam, Katsinon. That Mistavra, wherever there is an Isser, that's where you make the knas. That's the bottom line. They're both, but you're right. It takes two to tango. They're both wrong. 100%. No shaila about it. But wherever the Isser is, that's where they made the knas.
Why
did
you say
it's a Mekach Tois? Why is it a Mekach Tois?
Yeah.
There's not a Mekach Tois. Yeah, everyone knew exactly what they're doing. Mekach Tois means you're missing out something.
Yeah, you know,
of course, everyone knows halacha. Yeah, everyone knows halacha. No, before this time, the new halacha was not a ketayis before. Not a ketayis before. No sugya mekhtayis in the sugya. It's a kanas der rabbanon that says that doesn't work. There's no mekhtayis in the sugya. No. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Who avdo the orak mechutz laaretz? Who avdo the orak mechutz laaretz? There was the eved who ran from chutz laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. Now, till now, we're talking about our Mishnah where someone sells an eved from Eretz Yisrael to chutz laaretz. There's two dinim in our Mishnah. He sells to a goy, and he sells to chutz laaretz. Halacha is that it is. There is a knas. There's a knas. By like I said, to a guy, just in case the Adam didn't learn Ramdal, when you sell to a guy, the knas is you have to be paid to the Eved and then free the Eved, which is very expensive. And when you sell to Chutz La'aretz, the knas is that the Lekeach, it's not a Mechatois, it's a knas that the Lekeach has to free the Eved and loses money, freeze the Eved. That's the halacha. So who after this is the opposite. The Orak Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz. He lived in Bavel, he lived in Chutz La'aretz, in America with the Eved, and the Eved ran to Eretz Yisrael. That was the story. Also, Mori Abasrei. So the owner came running after his Eved. Also, Kameder of Ami Amalei. So he said, Nichtoiv Lecha Shtara Adami. So Rav Ami told him, you know, you can't be Mishav with him. He told the Eved, write money for your value. Because the Gitacharusan, he'll write you a get shechur. Basically, he's saying, he's forcing you to give up your Eved. I'll give you money for that. V'loi, if not, Mafkina Loch Minoch, Rav Achri Barav Eshia. If you don't give the money, and take it like this way, I can anyway make you free the Eved anyway. Out the dinner of Achi Rav Eshia. What's Rav Achi Eshia Lacha? Italian. Learn to the Brayse. The pasuk in the Torah, Lo Yeshvu Ba'artzicha Penyachtiu Oischoli. This pasuk, Pasha is talking about the Shiva Umais, the seven Umais. So it says in the pasuk, they should not let them live together with you, because maybe they'll be Mechaita, make you be Mechaita, therefore get rid of everyone. Yachol Ba'evichav Meshkibo Lav Shalav Revezara Kosmadaber. You would think maybe you're talking about even the guy who's makabel not to do avodah zarah. Tamaloymar, no, that type of guy you let it keep. Loisaske eved el adoinov asher yenotza alecha min adoinov. That don't force the eved or a guy to his adoinov, which is avodah zarah. If he comes to you asher yenotza alecha min adoinov, if he comes to you from his master, which is avodah zarah, don't send him away. Keep him. Maite kante imcha yeshiv kibach. Because the pasuk, there's another pasuk. Pasuk says this is a pasuk in Kisei Tzei already. First pasuk is Parash Mishpatim. It says in the pasuk, "Saske eved al doinov, ashinotz lechem im adoinov, imcha yeshiv bekirbecha." That's what it says in the pasuk. It's the next pasuk, imcha yeshiv bekirbecha. So we dash like this. The din that you now let anyone stay with you, that's talking about someone who does a very zara. But a guy who was a kabbal, not a very zara, it says, according to this braisa, you should let him stay here. Now, agav, we're talking about here the shiva umois, which is a chiddush. Like Tosis speaks out in daf mem vav amud aleph, Tosis speaks out that you see from here that someone who's, if one of the guys with Kabbalah not to do Avodah Zarah, even if he's from a Shiva Umois, you let her leave him here. We're talking about if they try to make Shalom, and then you let her leave them there. The whole din that you now let her leave them there is, first of all, if they come to Muhammad, you have to kill them. If they want to do Shalom, so it depends. If they're going to keep Avodah Zarah, don't let them stay here. But if they don't do Avodah Zarah, then you're allowed to let them stay here. I am Tosis Mem Vav with a Shtikla Arichas about this Indian. So that's a brisa of pshat in the pasuk of Saske Eved Al Doinov. The kasha of Rabbi Yeshua has a kasha. Haim im Adoinov mim oven boilei. If le Saske Eved Al Doinov means that don't force the goy back to his avodah zarah, ashiyanot elecha im Adoinov means that he separated himself from his master. So it's not the avodah zarah is not his master, like that he's trapped by the avodah zarah. It's really his family that's trapping him. His family's minhagim that keeping him there. So the pasuk says something else. Rabbi Yishon like this drasha that it means is referring to a goy who wants to come away from avodah zarah. He doesn't like that. Elo Amar Rabbi Yishon, b'moicha avde l'chutz laaretz akosim v'daber. We're talking about someone who sells his eved l'chutz laaretz. Eved l'chutz laaretz. Like it says in our Mishnah, but kashla, and that we put on the pasuk, it would come out maybe this side would be like a shikol deraisa. The pasuk would say that if mochru, like Rashi says, lo yaskirenu l'lekeach, don't let the lekeach keep it. Le'saske eved l'adoinov, ashinotz lechem l'adoinov. The eved who left his adoin in Eretz Yisrael, you should not force him to work for the lekeach. Le'saske eved l'adoinov. That's taich in the pasuk. But then Rabbi Yishai still has a tshver. But kashla of Achim Rabbi Yishai, kashla of Achim Rabbi Yishai. Ashinot zelecha sounds like it came to you. Here, it came away from you. Don't force him to work for lekeach, the one who left mem adonav. What's ashinot zelecha mem adonav? How doesn't fit in the pasuk? Elo abriyisha b'moicha avdoi l'chutz la'aretz akosim v'daber. We're talking about this is the final pshat of abriyisha. We're talking of achi abriyisha that pshat in the pasuk is. Rav Yeshua says it means you sold your eved from chutz laaretz. Eved shebarach. I skipped the line. I went back. Eved shebarach mechutz laaretz laaretz hakasim v'daber. We're talking about the eved that ran from chutz laaretz laaretz. Is everyone following over here? The pasuk says l'saske eved l'adonav. The first pshat in the pasuk was that it means. That avodah zarah. He ran away from avodah zarah. Don't force him to go back. He had a cash on that. The next pshat was that he sold him to chutz laaretz. He had a cash on that. The final pshat is the eved ran from chutz laaretz to the aretz. How do you touch the pasuk? He touched the pasuk like this. Le'saske eved l'adonav. Don't make him go back to chutz laaretz. Ashiyanotze elecha mem adonav. He came to you in Eretz Yisrael from the Bezdin. Ashiyanotze elecha. He came to you in Eretz Yisrael from his adonav, from his master chutz laaretz. Don't force him to go back. So what do you see from this drasha, from Rabbi Achi b'Rabbi Yoshia, that when someone runs from Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael, he goes to get more mitzvahs kilu, he goes to the special avi of Eretz Yisrael, you don't force him to go back. That's the drasha of the pasuk. So back to our maisa, where this ever ran away from Chutz Laaretz Eretz, he says, take your money and give him a get cheres. If not, I'm going to force you from the pasuk. So that's Rabbi Achi b'Rabbi Yoshia's pasuk. Tandi idach, there's another way of drashing this pasuk. Le'saske ever el adonav. Le'saske eved l'adonav. Rabbi Eimer, you know what it's talking about? Le'kech eved amnas l'shachar kosim v'daber. We're talking about if someone buys the eved, and before he bought the eved, he already said, if I buy the eved, I'm going to free him. So really, a davar shloi bala olam. So, heichidami, amrach v'yitzalik, kosim le'hoch, he wrote a shah like this, le'shaka echa, hari atzmacha, k'nuya l'machshav. When I buy you, you are yourself is k'nuya l'cha, me'achshav. From now, it's k'nuya l'cha me'achshav. Al kaponim, So here he learns the pasuk is gufa telling us that if you buy a eved amnasa shachar, it works. It's a chiddush that it's a davar shloim leilam, and Rebbe holds davar shloim leilam works, and that's what attaches in the pasuk. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Ayin Rashi Yechumish. How he attaches. We see here we have a bunch of pshatim in the pasuk and kiseitzer. A bunch of pshatim. You see how Rashi attaches in Chumash. Rav Chista, a story. Rav Chista arak le avdol lebeit kusoy. Rav Chista lived in Bavel. His eved ran away to Beit Kusoy, which also in Bavel. Shalach lehu, he sent to the Bnei Kusoy, Hadron Elay, give me back my Eved. My Eved's lost. He ran away. Give it back to me. Shalach ulei, l'saskev el adoinov. You don't send the Eved back to the adoinov. So he answered back, Shalach lehu, v'chein tasa l'chamayra, v'chein tasa l'samasa, v'chein tasa chol avedez richa. He's Aveda, why shouldn't you return him? Shalach ulei, v'chein l'saskev el adoinov. What do you do with that pasuk? Shalach lehu, ahu be'eved shebarach mechus l'aras l'aretz. That pasuk is talking about some Eved ran from chus l'aras to aretz. That's where you don't return it to its master. Here, it's all in Bavel. So that's the story. So what the Gemara says, why don't you say that the Dimshad, like Rebbe? You know, either way, if it's like Rebbe, then it also doesn't mean what you mean. And same thing if it means the case of Avodah Zarah also. Either way, it doesn't mean you're a Pshad. So, and Rebbe Yeager is bothered, saying maybe because it holds not Dov Shalav Balaylam. So look at Rikvega and Gilina Shah, it's costly. Yes, Lem is really Kvia Lach, the Eldamak Dov Shabbalam, the Epsil Farish Akrok, the Dov Shabbi. Maybe he didn't dash like Rabbi because he doesn't hold Dov Shabbalam, but like upon him, maybe means why Nan's the Taich like a Vadazara, I guess. Maito Shalach Luhu Krab Achiresha, so the Mashma Luhu Krayi, the Pasik are more Mashma like Achiresha, therefore he told him that's not Pshah in the Pasik, not that you don't give ever back this master. It means that if he runs to Eretz Yisrael, you don't send him back. So therefore, it's not a Taino over here. So to Gemara Vayta, Abaya irkus le chamra bei kusoy. Abaya lost his donkey by the bei kusoy. Shalchu lehu shadri. He said this. So Abaya said, you know, please send back my chamar. Shalchu le shalach samana in the seven. Shalchu lehu. So Abaya sent the chivra kreisay. His stomach, donkey's stomach is white. Shalchu le ilad nachmeni at. If you wouldn't be nachmeni, Abaya was very chashiv. We called him nachmeni. We had it before. Why we called him nachmeni? Like upon him. He was very chashiv. Not that you were chashiv tam chacham. Lo have mashad nalinalach. I would not give it back to you. All donkeys, their stomach is white. So what kind of simon is that? So therefore, I would not. But since you're nachmein, I give it back to you. Freik b'rishayim. So how do you give it back? Lamaisi. Now I give it back someone out of simon. How do you give it back? Now I give back our simon. Now I give back our simon. Could maybe belong to someone else. You're not giving some back to the Simmons. Also give some back to the Simmons. Because maybe it belongs to someone else. I can't decide to give it to you. I'm the Baal Boss. It belongs to someone. You're not giving some back to the Simmons. Even a Tavalim can't give it away out of Simmons. Teretz is, like Moshe is saying, a Tavalim Chacham can give something back. We had it before. Tvias Zayin. Tvias Zayin helps. But here it doesn't say Tvias Zayin. Here it says he gave a Simmons. So Enfet Derishonim. Yeah, Shochulah, exactly. So where's the Tvias Zayin? Enfet Derishonim, that he's sending it back to Abaya. We trusted Abaya that if Abaya didn't have Tvias Zayin, he'll send it back. That's all. He's going to take it. He'll check it out. If it says, it's not his, he'll send it back. That was a story. That's the pshat. Why? That's how it works. Why you give it back? I'll tfias ayin of Talmud Chacham, but you have to add an extra knach that he'll send it back. Because obviously here, he didn't have it in his hands yet, but it'll work with tfias ayin. The Meiri says more or less that pshat. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, ein poydim es ha-shvuyim yesak de demeim. If someone gets captured, pidyon shvuyim, and you have to save him, the halacha is, you don't pay more than his value, pay tikkun olam. Because tikkun olam, we'll see what tikkun olam is. Either tikkun olam is because it's too much on the tzibur to pay for such an expensive thing, or we don't want the goyim to do it more often, they make so much money, they'll do it more often. So therefore you can't pay more than k'day demayim, because tikkun olam. Now what is k'day demayim of a person? So the Rishonim have machlokes is what it means. Either it means like a price of an eved, how much you be sold as an eved. The problem is some Rishonim and Acharim say that l'chayra these days we don't have avadim. So that's a hard way to figure this out. So he says that it means to feed the value of the person, but you can't do more than k'day demayim. That's the halacha in our Mishnah, and we're seeing why. Which reason? We said two reasons. Taisus points out a few exceptions to this rule. Taisus says if it's your wife, then it's kagufa. And by kagufa, you gotta pay as much money if you want to save yourself. That's for sure. So therefore, ishta kagufa, you could do more. That's one Taisus point. It says you could do more. And then at the end of Taisus, it says, at the end of Taisus also says that you could do more for other things as well. That if he's muflig b'chachma, because the Gemara is talking like that, if you see this person is a, has a tza, it could be a gadol hadar also, Or, and another thing is b'shas korban habayis, where anyway they're capturing people, they're also allowed to do more than the value. Zokta mishta vayta ve'im avrichim es hashvuyim pnei tikkun olam. You don't help captors that people are captured escape pnei tikkun olam, because it's going to make it back for everyone else. Now everyone else will put into chains. If someone runs away, they're going to put all the shvuyim into chains and make it back for all the other people who are captured. Therefore, you're not allowed to help someone who's captured escape. Because the takana of the other shvuyim. What's the difference between the tanakama and shvuyim? You have to wait for the gemara. Ad kan the mishta. Zok the gemara. Is the tikkun olam because it's too expensive for the tzibur? That's why we don't give more than kedei demayim. They shouldn't go cap more people. It's such a good, it's a lucrative business to capture people. They're going to capture more people. Toshima, and it seems like if you pay kedei demayim, that's already not so lucrative. But if it's more kedei demayim, that's a good deal. So then they're going to charge us more often. Toshima, let's bring a raya. The levi bar, what's an afkmina, by the way, if it's for this reason, that reason? You know what afkmina is? If a guy does it himself. If a guy has a child or a relative and he paid himself, it's no duchas vur, he's doing it himself. But we've learned that you shouldn't grab more people, that makes a difference. So that's an afkamina. So Toshima, the Levi Bar Darga, Parker Labarte, replaced the alpha, didn't resolve. Levi Bar Darga, he redeemed his daughter for 13,000 didn't resolve. So you see that you're allowed to do this. Amabaya, Oman Le Malon, the Barotzen Chacham Mavad. Who told you that was Rosh Hashanah? That was not Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it was not a raya. Maybe it was not Rosh Hashanah. You see, Levi Bar Darga was redeemed his daughter for this amount of money. Who said that was Rosh Hashanah? So therefore, it's not a raya to the Shiloh. I'm blabbing with a Shiloh if you're allowed to do that. What?
Who also said that it was Tzibur's money?
It wasn't Tzibur's money. It was own money. Exactly. It's own money. That's an afkamina. No. We didn't say it's own money allowed to do. That's an afkamina. Two reasons. There's two reasons why you're not doing it. Either because Dercha Tziburo, because they shouldn't make it a lucrative business. So here, you see, he's allowed to do it. Mar says, no, who's allowed to do it? He did it anyway. I might want to offer Ishtar Gufa. No Ishtar Gufa on your daughter. It's only on an Ishtar, not on the daughter. It's Taisik Sarah. Taisik Sarah, it says, no Ishtar Gufa. It says, Shani Ishtar, Davik Gufa, Yoysim Abitai. That's the Taisik speaks out. So I'll take more of it. What's an afkamina? My benai, you can benai, like a lachad. If there's only one person captured, then you're allowed to help them escape. Why? Because there's no one else to make it hard for. The Tanakhama says it's a takana for all shvuyim. Bechlal, tikkun olam. Rosh Hashanah says only takanas are shvuyim who are captured with this guy. That's what the takana is for. And if he's the only guy there, then you could help him escape. Bansei de Rav Nachman, Gemara is going to say a ma'aseh now to the end of the Amud. Bansei de Rav Nachman, Bachshon Kidra B'yadayu. The daughters of Rav Nachman used to mix the boiling hot pot of soup with their hands. And it seems like the major tzitkis. If fire doesn't affect you, it means you're a huge tzaddikis, a very big tzaddik. Kashalei l'Rav Ilish, k'siv odom echem elef matzasi. I found one out of 1,000 be a tzaddik. V'isha v'chol elef matzasi. But even a isha, you don't find in 1,000 a tzaddikis. And like the Mepharshim explained, you find by men over the years that went through fire, Avraham Avinu, Chananya, Mishael, Azariah, you don't find any isha that went through such a test and such a level. So here he is bothering him. How could the daughters, this is a big tzaddik, because I've heard this. He could banter of Nachman. Banter of Nachman is what's behind the pasuk. So because of this, Kasha, Garmalu, Minashamayim, the Ogari, Milsa, a story happened. Vishtabdim, Vishtabi, Iyu, Benai, Badayu. There was the people, Goyim came to town, they captured a few people, they captured the banter of Rav Nachman and Rav Ilish together. Everyone was captured. Yom Echad, Hav Yosef Gabeya Hu Gavra. He was sitting together with a guy who was also captured in the jail. And this guy knew the language of birds. Also, Orva, a raven came, Vikarle, and he was talking, he was quacking. Amale, Mike Amma, he was chirping. Amale, Mike Amma, what's he saying? Rav Ilish asked the guy, what's he saying? Amale, Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach. The Orva is saying to you, Ilish, Ilish, run away, Ilish, run away. Omar, so Ilish said, no. Orva Shikruhu. We know Orev is a Shakrin from Noyach. Orev Raven is not, we don't trust ravens. I'm not going to rely on the raven. Adahachi also Yaina, a dove came, the Kari, and he was saying, he was chirping. I'm like, Mike, what's he saying? What's she saying? I'm like, Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach. Ilish, run away, Ilish, run away. Omar, Knesshol, Yonamas, Yasal, Knesshol, Dermata, Yaina, Shmavino, Mishrach, Ashley, Nisa, I will have an ace. Omar, he's listening. Omar, Ezel Achse Bante Rav Nachman, Kamir Ben Musa. Let me go see if Rav Nachman's daughters are You know, they're keeping the mitzvahs. Because he knew that the Shavuyim would be mezana with the daughters of Rav Nachman. He wasn't sure if it's Va'inus or not. So he said, let me check this out. Let me make sure if they're behaving, I'll take them with me. Adrinu, I'll take them with me when I escape. Omar, he said, Noshi, call me the Islu, anything they talk about, Sa'adun Lahad Rajikise, they talk to each other in the Rajikise, that's what happens. Shaminu to Ka'amrin, he heard them saying, Ade Guvrim, you know, those husbands that we have at home are our husbands, but Nardoi Guvrim, and these Nardoi, who are these captors, also Guvrim. Lema Lahu, Lishavinu, Lilachinu Mahacha, tell the Shavuyim, Lilachinu Mahacha, the Lilaisi Inchin, Velishma, for the Farkin, that they should, you know, tell them to, you know, let us go far away. Therefore, our husbands shouldn't redeem us. We like it over here. It's kishmak. So here is that the daughters of Rav Nachman were not, you know, they were very happy being mizana magoyim. He knew they were not such big tzaddikas. So come Arak, he got up and ran away himself with this goy. Also iu vahu gavra. They both went together. L'day yisrach shenisa. By him, he had a nace. Of Mavra, he got across the water, and he was not caught. They saw him running away. He was not caught. But who Gavra Ashkar Klu? They found him. They caught him and killed him. This guy, Ki Hadron Lemaisa. A few months later, they redeemed the daughters of Rav Nachman. They didn't want to come home, but they got redeemed. And then, but also they came back, and they were still mixing it with their hands. So he said, "Ooh, it looks like it's not tzaddikus to mix it with their hands." Omar. Have a kabach and kidbuk shafim. Must be, it is kshafim. Now, that is our Gemara over here. And Vaisas was kshafim. Now, Kvega brings down from an Aruch that the Aruch said, we see from this sugya that Rav Elish knew the language of birds. Rav Elish knew the language of birds, see from the sugya. Do you see the sugya?
No.
You know, all the guy. So he says, but his sugya would say that there is a kamas behapach. It's the opposite. So what's behind the Aruch? So look for Chaim Shulevitz in Sichas Musa. He says, Pshat is like this. That Rav Elish understood the birds. He understood birds. That's what he's asking. If you hear a bird chirping, you ask him what the bird's saying. No. He knew what it was saying. But sometimes a person has the gears. He hears what he wants to hear. So he thought he's hearing Elish Brach, but he wasn't 100% sure because he's in the gears. Therefore, he asked the other guy. So Vaistoitz, he knows languages because he even asked what it means. And that's how Chaim Shulevitz learns.